Romans 8:18, for I consider that our present sufferings are not worthy to be compared with the glory to be revealed in us. Oh, hi, Chris here. Welcome to Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
God causes all things to work together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. I wanted to start out today with some very special and comforting Bible verses. I think we're going to need them, because Whit and the gang are about to go through one of the most incredible and trying adventures of their lives. So hold on tight, remember these verses, and we'll get started with today's adventure in Odyssey right after these messages. This month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club, travel to far-off places to hear surprising stories about love.
I've lost my Brune.
Your what?
My favorite doll.
It's from Brune. Dearest Liesl, I have gone on a trip to see the world.
How may I help you?
I'm leaving my husband. I want to get even with him.
Go home and act as if you really love your husband.
That's this month only on the Adventures in Odyssey Club. Dr. Regis Blackard has finally opened Blackard's Castle, and kids are coming in by the dozens. Whit and Eugene are here today, too, but I don't think they're as excited about the place as the kids are.
What a mess.
Beg pardon, Mr. Whittaker, I couldn't quite hear you.
I said, what a mess.
Oh, indeed. Blackard's Castle seems to have been put together with reckless abandon. There's no logic or flow to the displays at all.
Well. If it isn't the infamous Mr. Whittaker. I'm glad you finally decided to accept my invitation. I was beginning to think you wouldn't. We've been open for several weeks now. So, how do you like my little amusement house?
Well, it's very interesting, to say the least.
I'll take that as a compliment.
I noticed that all of your displays and activities are computerized. Are they run through a central system, or...
I'm afraid you'll have to talk to Richard about that. I'm somewhat illiterate when it comes to computers. He's around here somewhere, probably with that young friend of his, Lucy.
Lucy?
Yes, she's become something of a fixture here, thanks to Richard. So, speaking as a professional, what does the great Whit think of Blackguard's Castle?
Well, it's rather maddening, isn't it?
Oh, you mean the noise. Well, it was a bit disturbing at first. But, as I'm sure you know, you get used to it after a while.
Do you always let the kids run wild like this?
Children are free spirits, after all. They have to have room to play.
Agreed, but there still needs to be some order, even in play.
Nonsense. Children already have too much structure in their lives. At home, at school, church. What they need is freedom. Pure, uninhibited fun is what we teach here.
Like Madame Auga's astrological forecaster?
Yes. Oh, I take it you don't approve of that either.
Well, do you really think it's wise to present the occult as a plaything, Dr. Blackard?
The occult? Oh, come now. Aren't you overreacting just a bit? You know as well as I do. The so-called fortunes Madame Auga spits out are written by a writer in a warehouse somewhere. It's just a harmless little machine.
Harmless, huh?
Now, there's no cause for concern.
Matthew, Jeremy, stop it.
Hey, you two, break it up.
Break it up. All right, now. What seems to be the problem?
I was trying to get my fortune told me. Shut me out of the way.
He's been hugging all afternoon.
That's enough. Stop it.
Now, you both know this isn't a place for fighting. You don't fight at wit's end.
This isn't wit's end. Yeah, all you got there is the train set and a Bible.
I'm sorry, Mr. Whitaker. I didn't mean it that way.
Well, it's all over. No harm done. Oh, but it appears we've lost our happy mood. That won't do at all. Free ice cream for everyone! That's how you break up a fight, eh, Mr. Whitaker? Would you both care to join us?
No, thank you. We really must be going.
So soon? Well, it was a pleasure having you here. I do hope you'll come again. I trust you can let yourselves out. I have some business to attend to. Gentlemen?
I wouldn't be too concerned about what those two boys said, Mr. Whitaker.
Huh? Oh, I'm not, Eugene. I expect them to act that way, and worse at a place like this. No, what really concerns me is Lucy.
Oh, yes. Her infatuation with Richard Maxwell is cause for alarm. Well, let me get that door for you.
Oh, thanks.
You know, I've tried to speak to her about it. Perhaps I told her what Richard did to Nicholas Adamsworth at the college. Mm-hmm. But whenever I have the opportunity, I can't seem to find the words.
Well, I've been meaning to talk to her myself. Mm. Still haven't found out why she deceived Connie and me, although now I suspect Maxwell had something to do with that. Well, I'm glad to be out of that madhouse.
Indeed. Never thought I'd prefer the sound of traffic to the roar of children.
Oh, it's such a nice day. Hey, instead of taking the bus, let's walk back to Whit's End. What do you say?
Are you sure, Mr. Whitaker? That's quite a distance for a man of your...
Oh, careful, careful.
Social position.
Oh. Eugene, do your best to keep up, will you?
Hey, Joe, set up another round of sodas. So, how's everything going? Have you done any work on our little computer project?
You mean applesauce? Well...
Oh, come on, Lucy, what'd you find out?
Nothing, really. Richard, I have a funny feeling about this. Like I'm spying or something.
Oh.
I just don't feel right about it.
You're so considerate. Listen, you're not doing anything wrong. All you're doing is asking. There's no harm in that.
I don't know.
Oh, you're doing me a big favor. Will you at least try? You don't want me to get fired, do you?
Fired? No. But I just...
Richard, you wanted to see me. Oh, hello, Lucy.
Oh, hi, Dr. Blackford.
I see you're enjoying another soda.
Yeah, listen, Lucy, I need to talk to the doctor.
I have to go anyway.
Yeah, okay. Now listen, think about what I said, okay?
Yeah, I will.
Goodbye, Lucy.
Bye.
Let's go down to the office. I take it you two had a nice talk?
Yeah, we did.
What did you find out?
You mean about applesauce?
No, I mean about the price of soda syrup. Of course I mean about applesauce. What did she tell you?
Well, she said she heard some of the kids talking about how the gadgets in Whitaker's place went nuts and shut down a couple of months ago.
Go on.
She said she heard it shut down because of a program run by a big computer hidden somewhere in Whitaker's office.
Mm-hmm.
And that the program runs everything at Whit's End.
And?
And Whitaker really wants it kept a secret.
Is that all?
Don't you get it? If Whitaker wants the program kept a secret that bad, then he must be trying to hide something really big.
Of course he's trying to hide something really big, you dolt. He's trying to hide applesauce. We've known that for weeks.
We didn't know it. We just thought it. Now we're sure.
That's all you have for me.
Well, Lucy's going to check around some more.
Richard, I've given that girl free food, free games, the complete run of this place. You said she even has a crush on you.
She does.
Then why haven't you extracted more information from her?
Hey, it takes time, you know. If I move too fast, I'll scare her away.
I don't care about scaring her. I want applesauce.
We'll get it. We'll get it. She's not the only source of information in town, you know.
Then you do have something else.
Maybe.
What is it?
I got a friend down at the phone company.
Richard, I'm in no mood for guessing games. What is it?
All right, all right. I thought you had a sense of humor. I checked with this friend of mine, and he told me that Whitaker has a modem hooked up to his computer.
A modem? You mean one of those devices that connects a computer to the phone?
You win the golden cigar.
But that does us no good unless we know the number.
Ta-da!
Oh, Richard, I knew you'd come through.
Of course.
How soon can we get a modem hooked up?
The question of the hour. And for the answer, I simply open the office door and... voila! I already hooked one up. All we gotta do is dial.
Well, then, by all means, dial.
Your wish is my command, oh, great one. Have a seat. Okay, now, this may take a couple of seconds. Let's hear... all right. Let's see.
Good morning, John Avery Whittaker.
Whoa, it talks.
Incredible.
It must have a voice box and artificial intelligence. Yeah, I don't have any way of talking back to it, though.
You mean we can hear it, but it can't hear us.
Yeah, but I can type in what we need. Let's see. Load program menu.
Loading program menu.
That's great! All right, let's see. The train set, Noah's Ark, imagination station.
There it is. Applesauce. Load it, quickly.
Okay. Let's see. Load applesauce. There.
Loading applesauce.
Oh,
program.
It's working!
Wonderful, wonderful.
Applesauce program is loaded. Please push any key to continue.
Doctor, be my guest.
Why, thank you, Richard.
Applesauce level one. Internal matrix for Wit's End is loaded. Systems check is beginning.
Systems check!
What's that? What's happening?
It's running a systems check over at Wit's End. That means everything's going crazy over there. I'd hate to be there right now.
Systems check complete.
What happens next?
I don't know.
Applesauce proceeding to level two.
Level two?
Please enter your password now.
Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
It wants a password.
Please enter your password now.
Then give it one.
I don't know what the right one is.
You have 10 seconds to enter the password.
What happens if you don't give it one?
It'll probably shut everything down like it did before.
Good.
No, not good. If it shuts down while we're in it, they might be able to trace it back to us.
Then get out of it, quickly.
I'll have to break the connection.
Do it.
Okay.
Blast Whittaker. He would put in a safeguard. Richard, we must get that password.
Come on, Eugene, just a few steps more and we're there.
Mr. Whittaker, if you could just slow down.
Oh, here we are. Not bad for a man of my social standing, huh?
No, not at all.
Come on, I'll get you a drink.
Oh, my. Everything's off.
Connie!
Whit! Oh, Whit!
Oh, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. But it happened just like it did before. Everything started going bonkers, then it got crazier and crazier, and then it all shut down. Kaput!
Applesauce again?
I didn't touch it. I promise you, I didn't touch it. I didn't even go upstairs except to get everybody out of the building when it started going nuts.
Oh, calm down now, Connie. I believe you. I can't imagine why this would happen.
Could we have a malfunction somewhere?
Well, I guess we'd better find out. Come on, Eugene.
Oh, brother, what next? Hello? Oh, Lucy!
Oh, hi, Connie. What happened to this place?
That's what Whit and Eugene are trying to find out. What are you up to?
Oh, I came to see Mr. Whittaker. I have something I need to talk to him about. But if he's busy...
Well, he is, kind of, but I'm sure he'll talk to you if you just...
No, that's all right. I'll come back later.
You could always talk to me. We used to talk a lot.
Yeah, but things are different now. Richard says... Oh, never mind.
Richard? Richard Maxwell?
Yeah.
Oh. You been seeing a lot of him lately?
Yeah, I guess.
Lucy, you know, it's probably none of my business, but do you think it's a good idea for you to spend so much time with Richard?
Why not? I like him. He's nice to me. Nicer than a lot of people.
But he's... Well, he doesn't have a very good reputation, and he's older than you are, and... I don't think he can be trusted. I'm just afraid he'll hurt you.
Maybe you're right, Connie.
I am?
Yeah, it is probably none of your business. Bye.
Lucy? Way to go, Connie.
Things aren't looking too good. Find out what happens when today's adventure in Odyssey continues in just a moment.
John Avery Whittaker, inventor, explorer, entrepreneur, adventurer, scientist, philosopher, an extraordinary Christian man loved by all. But how did Whit become Whit? The Young Whit book series chronicles Whit's childhood escapades with incredible, never-before-heard events that explain how he became the man he is today. From solving the mystery of Confederate gold missing since the end of the Civil War, to revealing the secret of the bizarre goings-on around the spooky old Granville Mansion, to investigating mysterious strangers who are showing a lot of interest in the town bank. Young Whit and his friend Emily Capello have a lot going on. And on top of it all, young Whit must also uncover the truth of the strange contents of an ancient trunk his grandfather willed to him. Truth that will change his life forever. It's always one amazing adventure after another in the life of young John Avery Whittaker.
Bring the family together for Adventures and Odyssey's Young Whit book series. Book 3, Young Whit and the Thieves of Barrymore, is now available. So go to witsend.org/door and get the entire 3-book series today.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you. And now, back to today's adventure.
Joe?
Huh? Oh, hi, Lucy. I suppose you want another drink.
No, thank you. Have you seen Richard? I need to talk to him.
He's downstairs in Blaggett's office.
Thanks.
I don't think they want to be disturbed, though.
I wish he'd put some lights in this hallway and clean out some of these boxes.
Think, Richard, think. What could the password be?
No, it could be anything, any word. The way Whittaker's got it set up, we could try for 100 years and never get into applesauce.
Applesauce?
Not good enough, Richard. I want that password.
Wait a minute. There's something I don't understand here.
What?
Why? Why do we need the password? I mean, you've got everything you need right here in level one to control Wits End. What do you want with the rest of the program?
That is my business. And I'll thank you to keep your nose out of it. You're going to have to put more pressure on Lucy. Make her find out what the password is.
Look, I've already squeezed as much information out of her as I'm going to get. There's only so much free sodas and ice cream can buy, you know.
Oh, you underestimate yourself, Richard. I've seen the way you've charmed that girl. You can make her do just about anything you want.
Oh, no.
She's the key, Richard. She can get the password for us. She can get applesauce.
But you don't understand.
Don't argue with me. Whatever it takes, just do it. I want that program, you hear? And I'll have it if I have to tear down Wits End brick by brick.
I have to warn Mr. Whittaker.
What was that?
I don't know. Who is it? Who's there? Come on out now, whoever you are. We won't hurt you. Sasha, you naughty cat. You come into the office. You'll get hurt out here. Close the door, Richard. Sasha.
I've got to get to Mr. Whittaker.
Look, getting the password is just going to take a little more time, that's all.
Yes, time. Call up Whittaker's computer again.
Okay. What are you going to do?
Buy us some time. Isn't that right, Sasha? Yeah. Yeah, Sasha.
Mr. Whittaker?
Over here, Eugene.
Have you discovered anything?
No, I've powered everything back up again, and Mabel seems to be all right. Hmm. She just shut the place down for some reason.
Do you think it could be a holdover of some sort from the last time applesauce was used?
Well, it could be. The only way to find out is to run a systems check of each machine hooked up to the computer.
Well, that should be most enjoyable. What should we do first?
Well, let's start with the closest. The imagination station.
Okay, we're in. Now, I've turned off the voice box in case someone's over there.
Good. I saw something here last time that I thought very... Ah, there it is. Power drain. What does that do?
Well, let's see. Incredible. This will actually drain the power out of an individual machine.
That's what I want. Do it.
All Which machine?
The one the kids are always talking about. The Imagination Station.
Everything in the control booth seems to check out, Mr. Whittaker.
Yes, as though nothing went wrong.
I don't believe it. Another power failure.
It's the strangest thing.
And stranger yet, it's only happened to this one machine.
That's it. It just drained all the power out of the Imagination Station.
Good. And now a final thank you to our friend, Mr. Whittaker. That one right there.
Power boost. Wait a minute. All the circuits in the Imagination Station are dead. If you send a sudden surge of power through them, it could explode.
Really?
But if someone's in there, it...
Do it.
But...
Do it. Now, Richard.
All right.
Mr. Whittaker!
Lucy! I'm glad you're here. Look, about what I said earlier...
Never mind that. I have to warn Mr. Whittaker. Where is he?
Upstairs. He and Eugene are working on the Imagination Station.
Thanks.
Wait a minute! Warn him about what? Lucy!
What's happening?
It's almost ready. When the light stops flashing, all you do is push this button.
Well, I don't know what's the matter with it. You stay here in the control booth, Eugene. I'm going to check the station itself.
Yes, sir, Mr. Whittaker.
How much longer?
It should be any... There. It stopped.
Push the button.
It's not a good idea.
I said push it.
I can't. Someone could get hurt.
You spineless... Get out of my way. A little present for you, Mr. Whittaker.
Mr. Whittaker! Mr. Whittaker!
Lucy! What's the matter?
Something terrible is going to happen.
What? What are you...
Mr. Whittaker, get out of there quick. It's a power surge.
Power surge? Lucy, get out! Lucy!
I wish someone would tell us something. How long have we been here anyway?
Approximately 3 hours and 57 minutes.
With?
Oh, hello, Dr. Farber.
I understand you've been waiting to hear about the Cunningham girl.
Yes, we all have.
Well, she's pretty banged up. A possible concussion and some nasty bruises.
Oh.
We're going to have to watch her closely. She's had quite a shock.
But she'll be all right?
Well, I think it's safe to say so, yes.
Oh, thank the Lord.
Can we see her, Doctor?
Well, not right now. I gave her a sedative in emergency. She needs all the rest she can get. Her parents are watching her, and I'd like to keep it that way for a while.
Oh, I understand. Thank you, Doctor.
That wasn't the only reason I came to talk with you. I also brought you a visitor.
Huh?
Sheriff.
Sheriff?
If you'll excuse me, I have other patients to attend to.
Of course. Thanks again, Dr. Farber.
Hello, Whit.
Bill?
Look, I don't know how to say this, Whit, without coming right out and saying it.
Huh?
We're going to have to conduct an investigation into this incident.
Investigation? It was an accident.
Connie, I understand, Bill.
Well, you know what this means. Now, it'll just be temporary until the investigation is over. I got a court order here.
Oh, of course, Bill. I'll cooperate with you fully, but you won't need the court order. I was going to close down Whit's End myself anyway.
What?
Mr. Whittaker.
All right, Whit. Well, we'll work out the details in the morning. Good night.
Good night, Bill.
Close it down.
But why?
Well, I'm conducting an investigation of my own. I have to make sure Whit's End is safe.
But it was an accident, Whit. An accident.
I know. Look, my place was designed and built to help kids. And now it's done just the opposite. I have to make sure that doesn't happen again. I'm sorry, but until further notice, Whit's End is closed.
Whit's End closed? Will it stay that way? Will Lucy get to tell Whit what she knows about Blackard and Richard Maxwell? Will Blackard and Maxwell get the password to Applesauce? There's only one way to find all this out. Tune in next time and see. Meanwhile, why don't you write to me and tell me about a trial or temptation you faced and how God helped you through it? Just send your card or letter to Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. In Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. And when you write, don't forget to ask about how you can get a copy of this broadcast. It's called The Battle. The address once again is Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris. Join us next time for another Adventure in Odyssey.